Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With more than 60 people, we understand, that have been killed in an attack near Moscow in a theater, some 145 other people that we know of at this point have been injured, according to these reports. ISIS-K is claiming responsibility for this attack. Why did they attack Russia in this manner? We'll tell you. What's been happening, of course, with Russia, with ISIS, and with other issues in the Middle East. But, folks, this is a terrible, terrible day. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to everyone in that theater and their families and their loved ones and their friends for this terrible, senseless terror attack that has occurred, again, near Moscow. Whatever we think of Vladimir Putin, whatever we think of Russia and its actions in Ukraine and around the world, the footage, the video that we're seeing coming out of this theater called Crocus City Hall is simply heartbreaking. It is terrible to watch, and it is an outrage in this world. No doubt about that. Folks, here we are. It is the weekend edition. We certainly hope to have started the program on a different note this morning, but this particular act of carnage is just, again, a horrible thing to behold. And, again, our thoughts and prayers are with those who are affected by it. Kyle Warren with you this morning. Of course, it is the weekend edition of the show, and we are going to tell you about what happened in Russia. We're also going to be telling you about what's happening with other things happening with Trump, for example, happening in the U.S. House of Representatives vis-a-vis the speakership. Marjorie Taylor Greene filing a motion to vacate. It's not going to be voted on yet. Could be voted on very soon. Could be a little while longer. She's saying that it's a warning. It's more a warning than it is what she called a pink slip. So we'll tell you about that on the program this morning as well. Also, other sad news, Princess Kate, Princess of Wales, has revealed now that she has cancer and is starting the initial rounds of chemotherapy. This, of course, after much speculation as to what was happening with Kate Middleton following some abdominal surgery, and we'll tell you some of those details. We don't have a whole lot, so they're simply saying it's cancer. We don't know exactly what form it might be, and but we do understand that they determined that post-operative after they examined what happened in that operation. So, again, folks, so we hope it was be under different circumstances, but we are here for the weekend edition. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. As we go all across America, and especially on the weekend edition, you'll be hearing this program at some different times, by the way. So whenever you're hearing the program and you want to send us a direct message, simply head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message, and you are off and running from there. And, of course, we've heard this morning, and we're glad to hear from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Happy weekend, of course, Richard. Thanks for writing in. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees and cloudy after a rainy day. Says, boy, I sure hope these Republicans in office can get their act together. They just can't work as a team. How can we win? Well, that's a good question. We'll explore that, of course, on the program this morning. He says, great music last night. Well, thank you very much. And he says, have a great weekend. Semper Fi, Richard. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, of course, Richard. We appreciate you. And, yeah, I enjoyed the music because we had a little bit, we played Rock and Roll Never Forgets, and then Bend Me, Shape Me. And that went a little bit into the Wayback Machine. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We've got some great music lined up this morning as well. But, of course, folks, we're going to start with what happened in Moscow or near Moscow. We understand that gunmen have killed more than 60 people and injured at least 145 people. Camouflage, this from Reuters, camouflage gunmen opened fire with automatic weapons at concert goers near Moscow on Friday, killing at least 60 people and injuring 145 in an attack claimed by Islamic State militants. Well, we can also replace that word, as we often do, in mainstream media accounts of Hamas. Hamas militants, and I'm not trying to be funny, I think it's really important to be appropriate. It's important to be accurate. These are not simply militants. These are terrorists. No, there's no two ways about it. In the deadliest attack in Russia since the 2004 Beslan school siege, gunmen sprayed civilians with bullets just before Soviet-era rock group Picnic was to perform to a full house at the 6,200-seat Crocus City Hall just west of the capital. Verified video showed people taking their seats in the hall, then rushing for the exits as repeated gunfire echoed above screams. Other video showed men shouting at groups of people. Some victims lay motionless in pools of blood. It's a grisly, grisly scene. There was a fire that followed that, so there's still a lot of confusion on to exactly what's happened and who is there still, who was injured or killed, and that information is still going to be coming out. In the next segment, we'll delve into a little bit about why ISIS-K would have done such a thing, according to this, the best speculation we can make. But one of the things that, and of course our own intelligence evidently warned Russia weeks ahead of time that there could be an attack in the offing. We don't know exactly what they told them. We don't know exactly what kind of responses there might have been. But the U.S. State Department, of course, is telling all Americans in Russia, if you're in Russia for whatever reason, to stay put. Don't go to any large gatherings, shopping malls, and so forth. This is the word coming out directly from the U.S. government. And, folks, the one thing that really does alarm me about something like this, and this scale, of course, is that sometimes these terrorist attacks can be a signal for other cells or other terrorist organizations to act, much like there were buildups to 9/11 that happened in Africa from Al-Qaeda, as you might recall. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. The weekend edition is here. Kyle Warren with you. Come on right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the weekend edition. We are live here Saturday morning, bright and early. Well, it's still kind of dark outside, but it's still bright and early to us. But welcome back, everybody. We have so much more to tell you about and talk about on the program this morning. Of course, the telephone number, if you're listening to us live this morning, is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message like Richard the Marine did from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And wherever you're listening from, we'd love to know where that is so we can give you a shout-out. And, of course, you want to check out KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website. We've got some new cool features on there as well. We've got our GCN live stream feature. It'll also play the program continuously, the previous program continuously, and then go live when we're live. You can also, as I said, send me a direct message, find out more about the program. You can find out about the podcast, and you can also now, and this is really kind of cool, we'd love to give a shout out to TalkStream Live this morning, by the way. TalkStream Live has got America's Third Watch right there on their streams, and we're really glad about that and hope to introduce the program to a whole new group of listeners, and we want to thank them very much for doing that, and we have a link for it over there as well at KyleWarrenShow.com in the subscribe section, so check that out, and we've got so much more to tell you about on the program. And by the way, in hour number three, well, the tail end of hour number two and then hour number three, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we will be getting Denise's take on what happened in Russia with this terrorist attack. Again, that has claimed more than 60 lives, we understand, and injured at least 145 people. This is a very, very serious event that has taken place. Now, of course, ISIS-K, as it's known, this has been, of course, active. And by the way, I believe it was ISIS-K that did the bombing back in Afghanistan when our troops were trying to get out as well. So they are very, very serious, and they also have a grudge against Russia for its doings and machinations in the Middle East. And they also feel this is one of the reasons they believe ISIS-K would have attacked and fixated on Russia. Colin Clark of the Sufan Center, it's a Washington-based research group, is quoted on Reuters, I believe, as basically saying ISIS-K has been fixated on Russia for the past 2 years, frequently criticizing Putin and its propaganda. And then you've got Michael Kugelman of the Washington-based Wilson Center said that ISIS-K sees Russia, quote, as being complicit in activities that regularly oppress Muslims, unquote, obviously from their point of view, whatever that is. And that may be one of the underlying reasons why they would be targeting something like this in this manner. No matter what, though, it's unjustifiable, and obviously it's very alarming. And again, if you are an American and you're hearing this program and you have not heard the statements yet coming out of the U.S. government, you don't want to go to large gatherings, shopping malls, certainly concerts, and you definitely want to hunker down for the time being until the State Department issues something else about this. This from Newsweek, by the way. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Americans to avoid going to concerts in Moscow just weeks before gunmen launched an attack at a concert venue on Friday. And again, just weeks prior to on March 7th, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning telling Americans not to go to concert venues. The embassy is monitoring reports that extremists have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. It remained unclear what prompted the warning and whether it was related to the attack on Friday. It also remained unknown if any Americans were present at the concert. Again, we're going to be getting more information about this. It's going to take time, but certainly, and God forbid, but certainly if that were to be the case, this also changes things dramatically, I believe. But of course, according to the article, Americans have long been warned against traveling to Russia, and that is completely understandable, amid its invasion of Ukraine, which has exacerbated tensions between Moscow and the U.S., as the Biden administration has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine, sending it billions of dollars, obviously. So again, this is developing, and certainly as we move through the weekend, and then as we move into the Monday program, there'll be a lot more information about this. But again, it is a terrible tragedy. It is unconscionable. And our thoughts and our prayers go out to everybody involved, or I should say affected by this, friends and loved ones and associates. And this is just a terrible, terrible tragedy, to be sure. And obviously, you know, we're going to see there probably will be some pretty big responses, one might think, from Russia on this, if they can target any other kinds of ISIS facilities or known operatives and so forth. It's not going to be over for a very, very long time, as far as we can tell. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And you can also head over again to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Well, this from Newsmax, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday said Israel will move forward with launching a ground offensive against Hamas in Rafah without U.S. support. Quote, I told Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, we recognize the need to evacuate the civilian population from war zones in Gaza and to take care of humanitarian needs, and we are taking that action, and we are taking action in this direction, Netanyahu said after his meeting with Blinken. Says, but I also told Blinken that we can't defeat Hamas without going into Rafah and dismantling the remaining battalions there. I told him that I hope we can do it with U.S. support, but if we need to, we will do it on our own. The U.S. and Israel have disagreed publicly over Rafah for weeks. Blinken on Thursday said an attack on Rafah would be a mistake and unnecessary. Well, I think Benjamin Netanyahu would beg to differ. I think most people who are watching this would beg to differ, certainly because if you don't go and take care of ISIS at this point, if you don't press the advantage, if you don't go through and make sure that you're doing everything possible to stop this terrorist organization, you are going to be doomed to be attacked by them again. And what happened on October 7th felt like a real sea change, didn't it? It felt like it was something that was rearing up. That obviously Israel's been attacked in the past. There have been several sneak attacks over its modern lifetime since 1948. But this whole thing seems just a little bit different, I think, because of the world situation. And certainly now that there's a lot of groups and countries and politicians in the world that seem to be going against Israel as now a matter of course, as opposed to banding together and saying, it's time to stop Hamas, it's time to stop Iran, it's time to stop the Houthis, it's time to stop all of these things and to make it so hard for them to operate that you achieve, you know, a larger level of peace and security. But what do we get? We get Charles Schumer, you know, going out and undermining Israel, undermining the Netanyahu government, undermining the very operations that are occurring. Talk about splitting people down the middle. This is really, really terrible. And, you know, the idea is to stop Hamas. If you stop short, like I said, you're going to get attacked by them again. It's also going to show the terrorist groups, you know, all we have to do is keep the propaganda going. All we have to do is make sure that many, many thousands of our own civilians get killed after an act that we do. And we just can use that to our advantage. Can you imagine how horrible, can you imagine how inhuman it is to simply use huge groups of people to say, well, they're just the cannon fodder, but you know, our larger operation will be successful. We will turn the West against Israel, and all it costs is all these Palestinian lives. Isn't that terrible and inhuman? I think it is. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. I will warn with you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USC Tuesday news update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Immigration riots have been unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Reports indicated that the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants attempted to breach border barriers Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Kyle
Warren. You know, I still can't get over the video of all of the illegal immigrants literally pushing through the National Guard troops, tearing down the fence, and certainly not responding to their admonitions, shall we say, to stop and to go back. You can't do this. There is absolutely no excuse for what we're observing there. This is, honestly, is this Joe Biden's America? Is this what they really want? I mean, I sometimes think that that's exactly what they want. Because, obviously, the more chaos that ensues, the better it is for their particular agenda, they believe. But I got to tell you, I think this whole thing is going to have such an effect on the average American voter out there, even voters that might say, well, you know, I'm just not so sure about Trump or I'm not so sure about that. But, you know, because why? Because the chaos will come back with Trump. My friends, that what we're just witnessed in that video of the people breaking through the National Guard troops, that is the definition of chaos. Folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. Anytime, by the way, if you're hearing this program on later on Saturday or perhaps on Sunday, Go right ahead. Head right over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message. Let us know where you're listening from, and we'll be happy to give you a shout out here on the program. Well, and again, yes, this whole thing is just absolutely just unbelievable. In fact, I think we have an audio clip about this. And this is going to be at the White House press briefing room with none other than Karine Jean-Pierre. And, my friends, when you hear her explanation for this, I hope that you're holding on to something. You know, if you're driving a big rig right now, or if you're driving in your car, whatever it is that you're doing, you're going to have to hold on to something. And I'm just forewarning you. I'm just forewarning you the guffawed laughter that will ensue when you hear Karine Jean-Pierre talk about this. We're not responsible. I have to say that as a show disclaimer. We're not responsible for anything that happens next. We're just not going to be responsible for it, because we're forewarning you that Karine Jean-Pierre has actually outdone herself at this point. Here's Peter Ducey asking Karine Jean-Pierre about this issue at the border with the with these people coming across. Let's listen in.
Thank you. So on this border video, what does President Biden think should happen to adult men who are assaulting and overpowering U.S. National Guardsmen?
Well, let me just first say we're grateful, and I said this moments ago, to Border Patrol agents for their quickly work and get the situation under control and apprehend the migrants. So I want to be really clear that everyone who was apprehended by Border Patrol. They were able to do their job, even though it's made it more, even though Republican governor, in particular Governor Abbott, has made it difficult for them. They need more resources. We need more personnel. I mean, we have to have the backs of our law enforcement on the ground who are dealing with this every day. But Republicans are getting in the way. Do not want to help.
They don't
and
want
you
to
have
help.
A governor, Governor Abbott.
Governor Abbott.
Who's politicized.
He's politicized everything.
That is what's happening. Border Patrol agents did their job.
They did their job.
Even though, you know, the governor is getting in the way.
Even though the governor's getting in the way.
But I get that you guys, you talk so much about having a more humane immigration system. This video does not show helpless women and children begging for a safe place to come in. It shows adult men landing haymakers on U.S. troops in uniform. If that was happening anywhere else in the world, wouldn't President Biden send reinforcements?
So two things. Everyone was apprehended by the Border Patrol agents. That is important to know.
Important
they were
enough.
Apprehended.
They were apprehended.
I can't speak to individual cases. That's not something I can do from here.
Okay, here it comes.
They were all apprehended. That's number one. And the reason why you're talking about the Texas National Guard, they were there because of the governor of Texas. The governor of Texas put the Texas National Guard there. We didn't put them there. He put them there.
Okay, stop right there. The governor put them there. We didn't put them there. The governor put them there. Karine Jean-Pierre, listen to me closely, because... And if they weren't there, don't you think this would have been a much more of a free-for-all by the illegal immigrants who busted through the fence? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. The problem is Governor Abbott. They really think that we're stupid. They think that we're stupid. And, of course, we're not. And this is – and by the way, I don't think she was reading from the binder on that one. So that might have been – that might have been all Karine Jean-Pierre, for all we know. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got Eric in Tennessee with us this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about the illegal alien invasion issue. I was wondering if I can here's my opinion. It's time for the American people and so-called GOP and Republicans to quit tap dancing and playing nice patty cake with this, as if this was something from 1996 or 7 or even 2006 or 7. We are facing the end of a republic, no matter how you slice it. These little antics of shipping them to Martha's Vineyard needs to stop. It's over. It's time. The border is now at your city hall. It's not necessarily at the latitude and longitude of the contiguous 48 states in the United States. Okay, this is my opinion. My governor here, Governor Bill Lee, He made the news. They signed into law, you know, using AI voicings to record music. And there was a big hoopla. He signed it in Nashville. Country music stars, yada, yada. The Tennessee legislature, hey, we're going to sign legislation. We're going to sign it into pass legislation. There's no geoengineering allowed over the state in the airspace above the state of Tennessee. Okay? Mm-hmm. No one in my state, I'm speaking, and I'm sure other people can speak for their states, are addressing these issues as far because they're beholden to the agricultural industry, those fruits and vegetables that need to be harvested by hand. They just haven't developed the robots pick or harvest those types of food stores. Okay, they need to quit tap dancing around this China issue because China, in my opinion, it may be reported, they're helping foment some of this migratory invasion. Okay, the United Nations, it's time to stop. Hey, it's the border. It's somewhere in Texas. The border's at City Hall, man. And I know that, respectfully, you've seen it in SoCal.
Yeah.
That started in the early 1990s. People were evacuating SoCal and parts of California because of the I don't want to say lax immigration, but it was just flooding over the border. You could sit there on I-5 waiting to go into San Ysidro and see the knuckleheads popping their heads out of the aqueduct, the sewage system or the drainage systems there that parallel the interstate. So this has been going on for a while, but I'm sorry, but it's time to stop playing GOP patty cake. It's time to say no and stand up. It's happening in Georgia. You see it in Louisiana. You see it in Texas. You see it all along the I-10 corridor. Needless to say, I-5 north and south, I-35 north and south, and I-95 north and south. It's all over the place across the states and Interstate 40. So, again, the border is at your, quote-unquote, your door right now. I'm just wondering, I'll take any opinions you got off the air and stuff, but it's time to stop playing patty cake, particularly with this GOP that's allegedly, supposedly, the majority party in the House of Representatives. And I don't even get me started on that 1.2 trillion plus bill that was just passed. So anyway, thanks for letting me vent this morning, man. I appreciate it, Kyle. Hey, you have a good morning, man.
Hey, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate Eric very, very much. Eric in Tennessee giving us a call this morning. He just mentioned about the I-5 corridor. Yes, for many, many, many years, this happened a long time ago. They actually put up signs along Interstate 5, especially, as I recall, pretty much down into the very top of the San Diego County area. As you go south on Interstate 5 out of Orange County, and you'd head down, as you're heading, you're going to go through Pendleton, Camp Pendleton, which I've been to a few times as well. They had these signs on the side of the freeway that literally depicted what appears to be a family, sort of dragging their kids across the road by the hand in order to warn you that some people could pop up and start running across the interstate. So, yeah, Eric is exactly right about all that. And but yes, very, very, I appreciate his comments very, very much. I just can't imagine what things would be like if Texas didn't even try to do anything. And Karine Jean-Pierre and her whole thing of, well, the governor put them there, we didn't put them there, it's almost as if, well, there wouldn't be a clash if there weren't the National Guard troops there. But, we need more resources, blah, 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 so we can fix the border. Yeah, right. We're not buying that. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Got a great song lined up this morning. We're coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are going through the overnights across America. We are the nexus of news and political talk. And I love this music. This is wonderful music, of course, from Miami Vice. I always think of Crockett and Tubbs driving in the Ferrari Daytona Spider through the streets of Miami. So, as we've said before here on the show, if you happen to be driving through the streets of Miami, well, almost anywhere for that matter, in a Ferrari Daytona Spider, you will go right to the front of the telephone queue this morning. So welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, yes, we have fun here on the program. We really do. We love music. We love to talk, obviously, about the news of the day, the politics, the agendas. And that's really our passion here. But we also like to have some fun with music. We'll tell you also about some of the national weather as we go through hour number one and hour two of the program this morning. And in this segment of the show, this is where we play a song to keep you going, keep you running, keep you doing whatever it is that you're doing in the overnights and in the case of the weekend show, whatever you're doing on Saturday or Sunday. and we hope to brighten it up a little bit and keep you moving with a great song. So I tell you what, it is Saturday morning, but soon it'll be Saturday night, and maybe you got some great plans. And if that's the case, we want to make sure everybody has fun. So this is obviously a lead-in. I'm sure you've guessed it by now. Here we go, folks. Here's a little Wang Chung. Everybody, have fun tonight. Absolutely. This morning, and that never gets old, does it? It really doesn't. It's a really cool record, and I just really think it always just kind of hits the spot, doesn't it? It's one of those songs that you can't be sad if this song is on. So that's one of the reasons we chose it, because it is the weekend, and we hope that you have some great weekend plans. And whatever it is that you're doing this weekend, we certainly hope that you will have fun tonight. And, you know, everybody have fun. Everybody Wang Chung. So this is pretty cool stuff. All right. This from the National Weather Service, everybody. The heavy snow likely across northern New York and northern New England on Saturday. Then a wet weekend ahead for the east and west coasts. Yes, this is true. And a significant winter storm in store for the northern plains by Saturday night into Sunday morning. Quite an active weather pattern is quickly emerging across the country as we head into the weekend. High-pressure system from Canada will set the stage for sustaining the cold air that is already in place across the northern tier states. Meanwhile, a trough of low pressure currently sliding eastward into the western Gulf region at the upper levels will be instrumental in developing a low-pressure system that will gradually intensify and track up the East Coast during the weekend. In the near term, however, the upper trough will mutually interact with a mesoscale front and plenty of warm, moist air in the Gulf of Mexico to bring a round of heavy rain, mainly across southern Florida. So be advised of that there, our friends in Florida, through tonight. The heavy downpours are expected to be accompanied with strong to severe thunderstorms and possibly squalls as the core of the system passes through. By Saturday, the heavy rain will likely taper off to scattered showers behind a cold front across Florida. Farther north, the low-pressure system will interact with the cold air mass in place across the northern tier states to bring a round of heavy snow from northern New York across northern New England on Saturday, where 1 foot to locally 20 inches of snow is anticipated. Meanwhile, another upper trough and surface low-pressure system from the eastern Pacific are heading towards the west coast. This system will bring widespread mountain snow and lower elevation rain in the Pacific Northwest and California on Saturday, where a couple of inches of rain is possible near the coast, and up to a couple of feet of heavy snow for the Sierra Nevada. The system will reach into the Great Basin, the Intermountain region, and into the northern Rockies Saturday night. From Saturday night and to early Sunday, a low-pressure system is forecast to develop and intensify over the central high plains. The system will then interact with the cold air mass already in place across the northern tier states to deliver a significant winter storm across the northern plains by Sunday morning. So be aware of that. Be careful. We want you to get wherever you're going in one piece, of course. That's our aim, but we hope that you can be safe out there no matter what. Yes, even here in Southern California, we are definitely looking to see some rain coming in on Saturday and parts of Saturday, parts of Sunday. So that's happening. And yes, I got my car washed not just a few days ago. So I'm taking the blame on that one, that's for sure. And I had a friend of mine, they got their car washed too. So it's a double whammy, I'm afraid, my friends. And that's why the rain is coming into Southern California. There can be no other explanation. Well, you know what, folks? We love to hear from you here on the program. And, of course, if you're with us live this morning here on Saturday morning, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. We always love to hear from you. And, again, whenever you're listening to the program this weekend, be sure to drop us a line. Let us know where you are, where you're listening from, and we'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the program. Well, of course, when we come back from the top of the hour news for hour number two, we'll tell you more about what's happening, of course, with Donald Trump, the possible seizure of his assets. We've got a great audio quote from Frank Luntz. I think it's pretty intense, an intense message, to the authorities, to the Attorney General in New York, and others that think that this is, you know, all one big push to finally get rid of Donald Trump off the ticket. He's got a dire warning for them, about continuing to make Trump. To be able to prove his case to the American people that he's being singled out. Of course, he's being singled out. And we're going to single out a bunch of great stories when we come back from the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Come back. We'll talk about everything. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Hour number one is now in the books.
Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.